The Naive Theater of the Air presents Rewired by Matthew Broyles.
But the fact is that it's a law, Selden. But the fact...
Sorry, that was awful, man.
That's all right.
Bad cheese?
No, it's a salsa.
It's not so Gouda?
No, it's Gouda. He just ate some salsa.
Do you need a drink? Oh,
yeah. No, I'm good. I was just waiting for like a
spot. It wasn't coming. Yeah, there's like a whole thing. There's a whole monologue here.
Yeah, I saw.
That's hilarious.
Okay, where was I?
I appreciate your confidence. I've been working with Dr. Barrett for many years now, and I have the utmost trust in his methods. Hang on, let me. I tend towards sarcasm.
Okay. So maybe about a year after... I'm going to start that sentence again. So maybe after a year after... Shit balls. All right. So maybe about a year after the diaspora begins, my buddy, my sensei, really, Rob Shinoda picks up a really fucking weird transmission coming from space. He'd set up a receiver in the tower here right after the war, figuring maybe other rewired holdouts might be transmitting. With what? He didn't know, but... couldn't hurt, right? So there's two cat shit things about this burst. Once is that it's...
Have you gotten any other stole... I was stuck on the word Giamarco. I'm like, I see what you did there! Okay.
At the center of a black-coated crowd, Adam Caravellis. At the center of a black-coated crowd, Aram Car... Son of a bitch.
How the hell can we set up another system at this point? Travel between we... That word throws me, and it's the title of the fucking thing.
Poor housekeeping. Let them run wild. They'll walk raw.
Let's put in the help.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Poor housekeeping. Let the help run wild. They'll walk all over you. So you're going for a live capture then?
With the data, we... God. Why? Hang on. I'm going to move this a little bit closer to my face. Yeah. All right. This is the one. This is it. Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty, Mr. President, and in return, I have something for you. As Secretary Wendell has no doubt informed you, Agent John M. Chandler is now in Republic territory. Shadler, sorry. Agent John M. Chandler is now in... sorry, it was there's a joke brewing in my head, and I'm trying to make it go away. Go away. I was going to say, Agent William Chatner is... William Chatner is now in Republic. Like, I couldn't make it go away. I'm sorry. Beam me up, Scotty. Okay. As Secretary Wendell has no doubt informed you, Agent John M. Chatner is now in Republic territory.
Your glasses fell right in front of your left foot. That would have been squishy. Okay. And possibly painful.
Yeah.
It would be one thing if it had just been some random maniac shooting up the Fort Hamilton station. That was wooden as fuck. Hold on. Let me go back. I started spiraling.
He's placing the two individuals inside this transport in your care for... And
you can take a longer pause there.
Okay. He is placing the two individuals inside this transport in your care for an indefinite duration, pending contradictory orders.
Try that one more time.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk this way now.
Okay, do that. All right,
there we go. She lost him and her daughter, and it drove her completely cat shit.
That was a perfect timing. You're the cat.
You know how it is with fugitives, asylum seekers. Chatter, but localized. People who know them. people, people who know that. Nope, go back.
Yes, sir.
Sir. Oh, I stepped on your line.
No worries.
By this time, Haley had joined the knot of onlookers. God dang it. By this time, Haley had joined the knot of onlookers. Why can't I? By this time, Haley had joined the knot of onlookers. That doesn't sound right. By this time, Haley had joined the group surrounding Nina.
Rulers back to the dawn of civilization tried their hands at it.
Crunching?
There's crunching. Okay. Let him crunch! Let him crunch! All right.
It's fine. I'll take a sip. I don't know, man. In my world, cats can kind of just do what they want, and we just work around them.
Yeah. So up until the crunching started, I was fine with it.
Well, he's not screaming yet. So
okay.
He's sitting here looking at me like...
Come on, now.
Can we get all the way to the border in this thing?
Come on, now! Sorry, I just wanted to give you an option there.
Mr. Powers... Mr. Powers. Mr. Powers, a pleasure as always.
Mr. President.
My truck's up on blocks.
Okay.
All right. They're almost here.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
Yeah, it's happening. They're almost here.
Are you shitting me now? My truck's up on blocks.
It's hard to say when. Some put the beginnings around the time of Zoroaster. It doesn't seem apparent that the growth of monothea... It does. It does!
You can start with that sentence.
Okay.
Let's just fuck with everybody that Harry cares about.
Seems to be on a quest for bigger and better. You've seen the videos. Once I got that page turned.
Maybe the real breakthrough here is the ability to see through the eye of the beholder. Perhaps the rest of us are finally getting to the true vision of what insanity looks like. Yeah, because I realized I am not looking at that direct on, and I'm probably moving all around the microphone just to read that line. Okay.
I don't know. We can only... Man, sorry. I don't know. We can only hope Apps doesn't know either.
Yes, I can still have yep.
Okay. I don't know. We can only hope Asp doesn't know either. Asp. Yeah. Yeah, we can only hope Asp doesn't know either.
How likely is that?
All right, let me do that one more time.
Yeah. Rolling.
I don't know. We can only hope Asp doesn't know either.
Colonel Haley, I must say this is an take two. Colonel Haley, I must say, this is an unexpected call, but a welcome one.
Legitimate my ass.
Oh, that's Haley's line.
Oh, sorry. Let me just read somebody else's line.
That's okay. That's entertaining. All right.
That's what I'm here for. Okay.
You're right. I'm sorry. I know that you're not... Sorry. Hold on. Give me a second.
Okay.
Right. No, she's fine. I was fucking with it.
Okay. All right.
You're right. Got it. Right.
One, you wouldn't like him. He's a dick. That's what I almost said. He's a dick. Try that again.
Be careful. Just because this is VEF run doesn't mean we're not being watched.
I know all about being watched.
She's so volatile.
It would seem that the Selden boys are covering the tracks poorly. Nonetheless, it sounds as if they made it.
Why is this happening?
Man, that shit is so tired. We're not VFF. Where do you want me to go from?
Something spooked them in Western New York and they got off at Buffalo. No trace since then and no matching arrests. It's been several days now. They could still be underground there and may have... They could still be underground there and may have been deterred by the storm. They could still be underground there and may have been determined... Fuck you, Petra. Sorry. They could still be underground there and may have been deferred by the... Deferred? This is very interesting. Delineated. Next. They could still be underground there and may have been delineated by the storm. They could still be underground there and may have been deterred by the storm. Okay. Something spooked them in western New York, and they got off at Buffalo. No trace since then, and no matching arrests. It's been several days now. They could still be underground there, and may have been determined by the storm. Oh, fuck me! All right, woo! All right, let's do it again. Yeah. Give me the. Can you please give me the?
Yeah. Doesn't always. So where's the precious cargo now?
Something spooked them in western New York, and they got off the train. They got off the train at Buffalo. Now she's making shit up. Okay. One more time, please.
Doesn't always. So where's the precious cargo now?
Something spooked them in western New York, and they got off at Buffalo. No trace since then, and no matching arrests. It's been several days now. They could still be underground there and may have been deterred by the storm. I think.
If you need me to cry, I'd cry. If you need me to cry, I'd cry. No. Young Harry. One day you're going to be old and I'm going to kill you.
It's a creepy thing.
Yeah. Oh, just under that.
Under the narrator bit.
Yeah.
There's a grunting fiercely.
Part. Oh, grunting fiercely. Yeah.
Or you know what you can do? If you want to pick up some dialogue again, it's like, oh shit. You know, something like that.
Okay, I got some. Yeah, okay. Leap out his battery instantly. There it was, crouching on the doctor's shoulder. Oh, fuck.
Subject QVI. I'll be right back.
It's never anything specific or actionable, but there are recurrent phrases, themes, too.
We get the odd missionary, sure. Haven't really gotten a live one in quite a while, though, now that you mention it. Never westbound.
Okay, this is what I keep holding into, is this guy. Let's give him a minute. Mm-hmm. I think his feet are made out of something.
Foam rubber.
Cast iron or something.
We've seen the videos on the net. Nothing's made the news out here, though.
Instead, they lingered on him for a moment and passed back to Lars. Oh, shoot, hold on, said that cat. Did it on the FBI payroll.
Maybe. Sometimes bad is just bad.
How did you get rewired?
Hang on a second. I think this microphone is slipping.
Oh, yeah.
It slipped far enough that I want to catch it now before it slips any further. You gotta replace the grommets, bro. The grommets, bro.
Oh, yeah. Those little red
pieces. That's the only part worth replacing.
All right, there we go. Pincus Horowitz is 87 years old, for Christ's sakes.
Try again with Pincus Horowitz.
Yeah, sorry. Pincus Horowitz is 87 years old, for Christ's sakes.
You see what I mean?
Most great accomplishments seem like dreams until you've seen the reality in it. Damn it. Is it like half airfare day? Wait, that's not an airplane, is it?
That sounds like a helicopter.
What the fuck?
What's happening?
Come on, man.
Then so have the disciples. They are a core part of his constituency. I got it.
We can change the word.
Constituency.
Core part of his base.
Are you calling me tentative?
No. I can
constituency.
Okay.
I can do it.
Okay. I believe
you. Okay. I made it through 2020. I can say constituency. Okay.
The dream! You believe as you do, because you cannot see forever.
And that's fantastic. I got this.
All of you bastards. Dr. Lilly, Colonel Haley needs...
Dr. Lilly, Colonel Haley needs to speak with you.
And they will be thankful that we held fast in our resolve for truth over comfort.
Man. Can you edit that together?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the whole deal. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
The man radiated Brooklyn.
My good man. New world order day. If I may do maybe so bad.
Try that again.
Ain't no way to tell, but somebody's... I gotta read that. Yeah. ain't no way to tell, but nobody's come up with any better ideas.
They'll be in the... Okay. All right, ready?
Yep.
They'll be in the forward armored transport, Colonel, if you want to oversee their transit personally.
Try that one more time.
Yeah, thanks. They'll be in the forward armored transport, Colonel, if you want us to open... fudge.
The wire has not always fully insulated us in these circumstances.
Actually, well, do we want to replace...
With circumstances? I keep wanting to.
Okay, well, why don't we do that then?
I don't know why.
You're a party man.
Continue your thought. All right. I'll mispronounce something different every time.
I can't forget the skate punk bastard.
All right, we are rolling.
What the hell are we going to do when that crazy skate punk bastard Cutler dies?
I know why your father was a man out there, I guess.
Of course you do. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that he was that far that... Ugh, fuck my whole asshole.
Yes, sir. I don't know if that was the line or not, because I never found it again.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's the line.
Okay, perfect.
Years ago. Her location is well masked, obviously a hacker in one or more developed enclaves. Mm-hmm. I know English words.
It's the order in which they're strung together that's true.
Exactly.
And you believe what? That enabling the VEF to further discredit Barrett will hasten the internal conflict? And you believe what? That enabling the VEF to further discredit Barrett will hasten the internal conflict? Doctor, I am sure that is no secret to you. My goodness, 1 second. I'm going to read that.
You can do that. You can, if you want to put the M in, go ahead and do
it. It's just my southern. I have to do the whole thing.
VEF says that it's Nietzsche. They think it's a backup code, but so far no one's dug up the alphanumeric tag to track it down.
That's a lot of fortune.
Oh, God.
He's butt fucking the carrots he's cooking. That's what he's doing up there. Oh, Lord. Okay. Dirty potatoes.
My regulars won't even go. All right, here we go. My regulars won't even go that far right now. I sent my only willing driver out this morning with Nina.
You know who I am, Uncle Fucker.
Oh, yeah, that's right, okay. You ready to have the cops called? I'm about to get loud. I'm a screamer.
Constituency. I have been poisoned by my constituents.
Do you want me to wait till?
What's that? Oh, we haven't.
I was going.
Was it the cat?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Then let the damn cat in.
Wait, was it the cat?
No,
or
it was
me.
It was
you. Me. Oh, okay. I was trying to walk quietly. That didn't
okay.
work.
Okay. All right. Well, let's.
Two behind the planet. Planter, not planet. Two behind the planter on the left. One in the tree to your right.
I should go pee. I'll probably be better if I do.
Take care of that,
yeah. I'm going to make really loud fart noises while I'm in
there.
That's
good too. Soundtrack.
I mean, they won't be real. I'll just be judging people.
We'll be rolling.
What the hell am I going to do now?
That's good. Yeah, so that scene takes a turn.
A little twist there. Goodbye, Levine.
Still no significant troop. Not still. Still no significant troop movements on the other side of the Fort Walters line. Still no significant troop... Yeah, I don't know why I do that. I'm like... Still no significant troop movements on the other side of the Fort Walters line. Ooh.
You can just pretend that's a wet.
You okay?
That boy dead.
You okay?
He dead.
Okay, we got that one now.
He put his ass on the line for me more than once. Now I have no way to repay him except to honor his wishes. And if he told me that if something happened to him, if...
And he told me that if something happened to
him. Yep. I'm just reading the line so I can make sure I don't fuck it up again.
But as you have so clearly pointed out in our previous meeting, Sergeant Selden is no ordinary... However...
There are more of us now than there once were, and yet you say that by our viewpoint line of sight, more of you exist than unexist now. Yep.
What is it that you intend to do?
Okay, good, very good.
Yeah, if I could just pronounce words, you know... Be great.
Hard.
It is hard.
Okay. We're now on episode 22.
Yes, she just has brain seizures from time to time. She can hear you even if she can't respond for a few minutes. It's so funny to just casually be like, yeah, she does that. Yeah, she just has brain seizures. No big deal.
As uncomfortable as that business with Mr. Powell's predecessor was, we need not assume.
I think I get shut down at that point. I got shut down.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
He bit back a curse as the pain shot through his toe and possessed his whole leg for an excruciating moment. Oh, no. Thought we were done.
What the hell is going on down there?
Can I try some other things?
Yeah, do it.
You son of a bitch!
Yeah, perfect.
Foosh, you bastard! Ow! Please isolate that. Just save it.
Ow!
I like that.
You could do a director's cut and it's just that changed out. Just. Yeah.
Ow. Do not open that door unless it's me doing the talking, okay?
Okay. Is there anything else I should know?
Okay, that's actually the end of that bit. Alright, that was good.
Huh.
You want to hear it?
No. No, I do not.
Want to do it again?
Killed the man. Who did I kill?
You killed Lily.
Oh, yeah, well, you needed it.
But someday, the piecing together of dissociated Nosset.
Thank you.
Nancy Giammarco as Major Gonzalez, and Ian Meehan... Jesus.